Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Katie.
Hi, speaking.
Okay, Katie, Mike here from Huff and Mizzer. How you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. Sorry, I think I missed your call earlier.
I left you a text message as well, so I just wanted to connect with you and we had this scheduled for today, so good timing, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, perfect. So I actually resumed early today. We usually start at 9. That specific time because we have an office in California where I'm based at, and
Oh, okay.
right. So I got an hour to review the wireframes you sent in, and I did a bit of my homework as well. So tell me about it, Katie. What are we looking at today? And would you want to add something to the document you sent over?
Yeah, so I guess what I'm looking to do is develop out a social media app that's based around like music concerts and concert lovers. I think that would be the focus for now. I think it can expand into wider events as well. But the idea being that
Right.
I live in New York City, there's a million and one different concerts to go to, and often through normal social media platforms, you find out about maybe some more niche concerts or even concerts that you would really love to in retrospect because you don't follow that artist or whatever it is because you see it on your friend's stories. The idea
Right.
being that this app helps people in a more proactive, future-looking view on, yeah, events in the city, but also being able to share reviews and comments and create group chats to meet people who are also going to the same concert through the app. Like, that would
Right.
be the high-level idea.
So I see that there's quite a bit going on in the application. I mean, a social media for music events or events for that matter. Kind of sounds like an interesting idea. But when I looked at the document, I could break that down into four different, let's say, cores of the application, which I'll just pull up my notes here. So events management, of course, which I think is the primary or the primitive idea behind the application. On top of that, it's a social media where you have a profile like Instagram. You have a people. You have followers and following, so you can see what other people are interested in and what kind of music events are they going to. So that social aspect is there. And then I think there's something about the chat rooms in there as well. So people will have chat rooms where they can either discuss events. I mean, chat rooms based upon a particular event, or a chat room that's just for your friends. Is that correct? I mean, am I in the right direction?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and then on top of that, the fourth one was the reviews and ratings aspect of the application, which I particularly like. I mean, as far as how it's displayed, so it's more like an IMDb of events where I think you guys will be the ones reviewing the events, and people will be able to comment over it. And be able to, more like create engagement under as a thread under those reviews that are posted by yourselves, right?
Exactly. So yeah, it would be the initial review would be done by the app admin team, and then people have the ability to, yeah, in the same way that you might write a Facebook post and people can put pictures and comments and stuff below it, they can add their own reviews or tag their reviews that they put on their page to that thing as well.
So, like, you create the thread by proposing the first review about the event, which is more like an expert's review or say the forum's review, and then people can under the comment section they can add their own reviews, right? I mean, with probably a rating and then some comments about what they think about the event they attended, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, interesting. Okay, and a couple things that I kind of thought were missing in the wireframes you sent over. But that may be deliberate. Is of course the splash screen, the first screen that opens up with your logo and your branding, with an animated logo or something around that. And then the second thing, which I had to confirm with you as well, if that's going to be a part of the application, is the login and the sign up. Because when you have a profile, especially that's personalized to with your display and that has your friends on it, then there has to be a unique login for every user on the application. Along with, of course, the sign-up process as well, correct?
They just weren't added in because I think it was assumed that that would
That would be there,
happen anyway.
yeah. Of course, yeah. Okay, and then, you know, on top of that, I kind of observed that there's going to be a GPS location system as well. So, you know, the app should be able to, you know, ask the phone to allow the location, and then not just that, be able to change the location as well. So if they, you know, probably they see a map and they can move around the map using, you know, by tapping the map or moving the map, they can choose a different location on the on a real-time map as well, correct?
So I think that that's a feature that could be developed later on. I think, like, this is very much the MVP view of the app, and I think the way that we would capture people's location is, like, through their profile. I don't think we would necessarily need the interactive app at the moment. It might be helpful to have a map on there to show where the different venues are, but I think what you would almost end up having in the same way that you do for like a Sofar Sounds or a Fixer or something like that, like they, you basically are, you enter your like city portal, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking because, you know, at the end of the day, the application is based for people living in the New York City, right? So it's, you know, they could see the, and then I think the idea behind having the GPS is, you know, they could see events based upon the proximity of their location. So, you know, the closest ones would probably show up the first, and then, you know, the radius would increase, and, you know, then they would see the other events happening all over the city as well, right?
Yeah, I think definitely something to aspire to, for sure.
Right, yeah, I mean, because without the, you know, the ability to change the location, I think the GPS could only serve the purpose of the proximity with the events. So anyway, that's something we could, you know, shed more light to when we get into, you know, the minute details about each of the features.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty much understood, and, you know, I'm kind of glad that you're kind of prepared with what you're looking for. You have a clear idea. Now, we always recommend that there should be, you know, as a rule of thumb, you should first be launching with an MVP that's more like a minimum viable product with the app, especially with an app. And then you should grow, you know, scale features on top, you know, because when you're talking about a custom application, the biggest benefit you get is that the application is 100% scalable and it's built on open source technologies. So that said, I think it's more of a combination of Eventbrite and Instagram. You heard about Eventbrite, by the way?
Yeah.
You have, right? And Eventbrite, StubHub, so those are some of the applications. Now, I did mention to you yesterday as well that there's one application that we've done that's similar to what you're trying to accomplish, and the name is Wova.
Mm-hmm.
It's an iOS application as well. But, I mean, it doesn't do exactly what you're doing, I mean, in terms of social media, but we do have some background on event application as well. So if you want to look that up, I can send you a link. And that's going to give you some idea, some fair idea on what kind of quality of work we do as well. So do you want to check it out? I mean, did you check the other applications, by the way, I sent in the email yesterday?
I did not have a chance. No, I didn't.
All right, that's fine. So you can look at that. I mean, you would, of course, be doing your due diligence as well. So, you know, just to help you with that, I attached the company profile, and that has only a couple applications we've done in the recent past with some reputable companies. So like you would notice, we work with Estee Lauder, Estee Lauder Clinique. It's one of the leading brands in the cosmetics industry. If you have a club membership, especially with an HOA or a POA, you must have interacted. There's 70% chance that you must have interacted with the second application I had for on the profile for you as well. That's Club Now. That's for North Star Technologies. And I think the third one, I could show you a couple more, but the idea is you could look at them and get a better idea of what kind of work we do, right? So, and
mm-hmm.
then this link, I'll send that over to you as well. Are you in a computer by any chance?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. Could you come to the website once again? That's hoffandmezer.com. And that way we can easily connect over the chat as well. I could spell that for you if you didn't catch it. Yep.
No, I've got it. I'm just opening up now.
All right, okay.
What was the name of the app that you mentioned about the event?
I think that's you, right? So, okay. The app is Wova. I'll send you the link to it. This is an iOS link to the iOS store.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay, that's you, right? Okay. All right, so this is the application we did. It's doing pretty well on the app stores as well. You could look at the ratings and the reviews as well. So we built more than 500 applications, and you know, I'm only showing you a couple. I could show you one more. In fact, that's you can look at this one because we designed the whole branding and the landing page and everything for this one as well. Copilot,
yeah.
Budgeting application. So we have a pretty diverse portfolio, and you know, I don't see a reason why, you know, looking at your application, and although it has quite a few different flavors of social media and everything, we've done, you know, an app or two in all the four different cores that you're looking for within your application. So, Katie, mm-hmm. tell me a bit about yourself. I mean, how did the idea come about, and for how long have you been working on this, by the way?
Yeah, so my background on myself is I come from like a strategy and operations background. I work at Deloitte, where I work on like business model design, so I'm very familiar with creating products and scaling them into a reputable business. My background though with the music side of things is that I myself I'm an artist, and because of that I go to a lot of concerts. And honestly, the idea just came because I've been, like, a lot of friends had approached me over the past month or two, kind of saying, hey, like, I wish I'd known that you'd gone to that concert. Like, what was it like? And the amount of times I've had that one sentence said to me, I was like, this seems to be something that people aren't able to find very easily themselves. I think that there's some limitations within, like, Instagram and Snapchat in terms of stories, etc. But yeah, I think there's a space for, like, the music community, and then I was speaking to another friend about it, and they're like, oh, like, but what about like art shows? That could be a future iteration of the app, right? Like,
right.
It doesn't have to be
yeah.
specific to music. I think there's like a huge market for this in terms of scalability, because I've used the event apps, I've used Eventbrite, but like there's no community based around it. Like, you don't go into Eventbrite to find other people who you could go to a concert with. You don't go into Ticketmaster to find those people, right? I think there's like a social element which is so inherent to concerts, and
right.
that is in what exists in the market at the moment. So in
exactly,
of,
I
like,
mean the whole idea. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just saying that, you know, I just wanted to add to what you said. So the whole idea about going to concerts and you know, attending events is to socialize, right? So, and I'm kind of intrigued with the fact that I don't know of a platform, and you know, and that's coming with first-hand experience because I've been doing this for 9 years. I don't know of a reputable platform that allows you to interact with people who are attending the same event or have a like-mindedness in terms of what kind of events they like to go to. So I see a lot of potential with this, and of course, do you have any competitors in mind that you would be first-hand competing with as soon as the application goes live?
I honestly, I'm very early on in the research of this. I wanted to chat to you guys and other people around like the cost of entering into this, because I think it would have to be an app base. But yeah, I'm currently putting together like the financial model and things, so that will be done in the next week or so.
Right, and then in the initial application that you filled out online, you know, that's how I got your number and your contact details. From Bart.
Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned that you're not looking to monetize the application, and that at some point you also mentioned that you want to have an in-app advertisement feature. That, again, is a whole module where you should be able to, as an admin, you should be able to, you know, be able to customize the ads, be able to serve different kinds of ads depending upon different locations, and be able to rotate them over time. So is that still a part of the plan, the in-app advertisement feature, or do you want to skip that for now?
I think I would probably skip it for now. I think I think having seen social community apps before, I think the most important thing is to get users onto the app. I think advertisement is one of those things that if we can do it in a way that doesn't feel invasive to the user, because I think often there's a lot of, TikTok's a good example. They've started putting advertisements in, and it's so annoying. It's things like that that I think we need to focus on the customer experience before jumping into monetization, et cetera.
Right, and but then the in-app advertisement, sorry?
But I think advertisement and advertisement would be one stream of revenue. Another would be working in partnership with the ticket websites that are actually selling the tickets and taking a percentage cut of whatever ticket gets sold through the app. And I think the other main revenue stream, I said cut percentages, advertising. As we have that review feature, right, of these are the events that we've gone to that we love, having the app team throw private events you can only access if you have a subscription to the website. So that would be the long-term goal.
Right. So with monetization, I think there are quite a few avenues you could explore. But like you correctly mentioned, that with especially with a social media application or with any application that's for the general masses of people and is not targeting a certain niche, just like your application, the idea is to have a user base first before you can even start looking at those avenues of monetization. So the user base is kind of going to set your path forward and your direction as far as what kind of investments you get on board, and then what kind of monetization you can do out of the platform. And then talking about the in-app advertisement feature, I think that's one thing that's also dying out now because people are quite people are becoming quite apps as invasive, like you mentioned, as they are becoming with TV shows, even Netflix. If you read the current case study they launched of why they're user base is kind of dwindling in the recent past. One of the main reasons is that they decided to launch advertisements on their platform for users that are using the basic package or the basic subscription with them, and then you have to upgrade to get a premium user access whereby you don't have to see any kind of ads. So that's kind of a dying model, to be honest with you, and I'd rather recommend you skip that altogether because, like I said, sponsorships and many different other avenues you could explore with monetization as soon as you have a user base. So as far as I understand this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Katie, for the first phase of the application, monetization is going to be on the back burner, and we're not looking to monetize the application, right? We're looking to grow the downloads, and we're looking to grow the user base. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, sounds fair. So, and then, Katie, what kind of a timeline are you working with? I mean, do we have some kind of a constraint with the timeline, or how soon do you want to launch the application?
I think, from my research of how long it could potentially take and previous experience, I think 6 months would probably be what I'd be looking for a, fully functioning MVP.
Right, 6 months to launch the app with shared resources, whereby you don't have a dedicated team. But how we work is, we do custom applications, which is totally work for hire. So, we don't take any kind of credit for the work we do. Of course, 100% ownership of the application would belong to you as well. And then B, we assign dedicated resources to your project, right? So that kind of cuts the timeline as well. And that, given that, I think something like this would take us about 3.5-4 months to launch. And that said, I think the best time to launch the application, if not the next year, would be somewhere around the Christmas season and the holiday season that's upcoming. And, that kind of tells us automatically that we've got a short timeline if we have to catch that opportunity or to be able to launch the application during the holiday period so we can get as much traction as possible given that people are, now kind of freeing themselves from work And this is the kind of time of the year where people are looking forward to kind of relaxing and, you know, socializing and going to events, and, you know, and that's where we could, you know, build the whole first pre-hype marketing campaign with getting as many downloads, the first early birds downloads on the application as possible. So what do you think about that? I mean, is that something that you would want to do, or do you want to keep it for the next year?
Let me think on that one.
Because one thing that I'm thinking about this is, because if we skip this this holiday period that's coming in, then, you know, the next 4 months, people are busy with taxation. People with businesses are busy with taxation, and then the first 4 months kind of are people are looking to get back to work, right? So vacations end, holidays end, students get back to colleges, people get back to their work, and then the first 4 months are going to be hard for you to get a good ROI or a good return on investment in terms of the marketing spend you do to get the first user base on board. So you'd have to wait until the next holiday season. That should be June, July, and probably starting from May, but then June, July, and then August, September is then going to be the next earliest opportunity for you to launch the application and get the best ROI on your marketing spend.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I think like the summer is definitely when there's more events, but I agree with you. I think my hesitation on launching something around the Christmas period is that I want to make sure that we have time to do iterations and things like that, and having seen products launch before, I think considering we're almost in October, that feels pretty unrealistic to me.
Right, yeah, I mean, or there could be ways to go about it. I mean, let's say you have to do it by this season and you want to gain whatever you can with during this time. We could even launch the application in stages for you. So, you know, the first application with just the core features could go live in December, and that way you have a landing page, you have a bit of an email marketing bucket gathering up as well. Because if you shoot for the next June or July to launch the application, then you'd still need some time before the natural process of, you know, increasing your user bucket or the early bird subscribers who have not downloaded the application, and that takes some time as well. So I think, I mean, if we could launch the application in phases, let's say two phases, whereby the first phase with just the basic features of the sign up, the login, the profile, and you know, the reviews the reviews feature, that could be launched together, skipping the chat rooms for now and skipping the crowd feature for now that is on the wireframes as well. That could, you know, probably help us gain some initial traction and help you start, you know, using a landing page or using a website, start gaining an email bucket as well. So like I said, I mean, there are multiple ways to do, you know, to launch an application, and we could look at both the avenues, either launching it in phases or launching the whole app together and then working through, you know, gaining traction on the application and gaining downloads on it.
Okay. Yeah, it would be great if you could send me over some ideas that you have on the pricing for this based on what you just said. So what happens if we do it in stages, if we do it all at once, if we take 3 months, if we take six, like, yeah, the pricing would be great.
Right, so I've done some homework on the pricing, and I can give you more like a ballpark off the top of my head right now, based upon the calculation that I've done, more like a bracket. But before I do that, and, you know, just to make sure I don't jump the guns on you, what kind of budget are you working with? I mean, do you want to keep it within a specific budget? Do you have any kind of funding, any kind of seed funding to bear the expense, or is it just bootstrapped to your finances?
So at the moment, we're bootstrapped. I think that we're, yeah, still very much in the exploring this idea phase. I think we have an overall runway of around 300,000. But, yeah, you guys tell me. I'll compare it to everyone else's time.
Mm-hmm. Anything like this on a regular day for the iOS would cost you somewhere about I think, not less than $30,000 to $35,000, right? So that's the numbers that I crunched for you before I called up, and you know, I had the wireframe. So based upon what we have discussed so far, which is in line with the wireframes you sent over, and the actual wireframes that you sent, the features on there would cost you between $30,000 to $35,000 for all the first features that you mentioned included within this price. So again, we're talking about a custom application. I'm assuming that you don't have the designs as yet. Do you, or did you mentioned that you have the prototype? So would you like to keep the same design as the prototype, or would there be some kind of design thinking required in terms of UI and UX as well?
Yeah, I think design thinking would definitely be required. The prototype that's referenced is just one that I mocked up myself. It is definitely not usable.
Uh-huh.
It's like fun. It does the job, but it is very much like would not be able to handle the community side of it. So, the UX would also be very much.
And then I think it's designed by yourselves, right? So it's not designed by a company, or it's not designed by an agency for you. It's just something that you put together yourself, just like the wireframes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's just my, I did that. Very rough.
All right, Right, so I think given that the UI and the UX would be required as well, this could range between $40,000 and $45,000, and the extra $10,000 that I added is for the initial discovery and the UI and the UX, which I was assuming that we would start right off the bat with the prototype and then, you know, converting that into a functional mobile application. But in this case, I think it's pretty much from scratch. You know, the whole idea itself would have to be built from scratch. So how we work is, you know, the first a couple weeks we take our time to explore the idea. You have a team assigned to you, like I mentioned, a dedicated team that has a business analyst on board as well. So they look at the idea, and you know, the developers look at the idea. They look at the technical viability of what could be done and what not. And based upon all the brainstorming they do, they hold an external kickoff meeting with you. So it's a bit of a time we take to make sure, you know, the whole plan is put to rest before we get into the execution. So that's a couple of weeks we take for the initial first stage. That's going to be called discovery. And then after that's done, and once we have an actual plan of action, then we go ahead and assign the designers, the UI and the UX designers, who are going to be wireframing the application once again based upon the discussion and the discovery, any changes that may be required. And then we take it forward towards the UI and the UX design of each of the screens. Now, when that has been decided, and that said, the mood board and the palette, the color scheme, the fonts, and everything has been put in place and has been decided, that's when we go ahead and build a non-functional prototype based upon the updated screens and the updated app screen designs. And that, you know, that non-functional phase, that's called the alpha, is going to take about a month itself. So we're looking at about, you know, 4 months in total to launch the complete application. And then if you tell me that you want to do it in phases, then you know, this might stretch to 5 months, because there's going to be two launches essentially. So that's the kind of timeline you're looking at. So $40,000 to $45,000 for the complete application with everything included until the launch of the application. And I kind of wish we had spoken probably say a month ago or 2 weeks ago, because I don't know if you had a look on the website or not, since you're still looking at it. But we had our 8th business anniversary going on. And to qualifying startups that do not have a seed funding or that do not have an external funding raise, we were kind of offering a 40% flat discount on the complete design, development, and the complete cost of the project as well. So I think we're going to miss the boat on that one. Yeah, I mean, that the promotion is still there. It's still available until the end of the month. But I don't think we'd be able to make it. Especially since you want to take your time and do some research, like you mentioned. But otherwise, I think you had the wireframes, you had the plan, and I think it looks pretty much complete to me as far as I'm looking at it. And if you want to avail the promotion, I could qualify you for that as well. We'd, of course, need a couple of details about your business and how far you are with that. And based upon that, as long as you qualify, and as long as we can start before the 30th of this month, I can probably save you about 40% of the overall cost, and we're looking at about $24,000 to $28,000 in total, minus the 40% promotion. And that's going to save you somewhere between $15,000 and $18,000 in total.
Okay. Well, if you could put this all in an email and just like let me know, I'd like to see the different options. Okay.
All right, perfect. That sounds like a plan. So anything else that you'd like to pick my brain on before I think I'll let you go and get back to you by email with the minutes of the meeting today?
One of the things that would be really great is if you could get explore. One of the key features of this app is obviously that we would need an API integration between like the ticket sales websites and the app, because otherwise it's going to be a lot of manual updating on some events, which is not scalable. So if you could explore which sites of those that are listed in the wireframe, like Ticketmaster, TickPick, StubHub, etc., if you could just have a bit of a research into which of those would allow API, that would be great.
Right. So what first APIs are we considering? I mean, based upon your research, which APIs are you considering right now? And do they offer you to limit the access to just the New York City events based upon the location? Have you done some research in that area?
No, that's kind of what I'm asking you to do. To figure out whether they would allow us to have the API.
Right. Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. So I'll get to that, and I'll discuss this with the team as well. So I haven't had the time to sit with the team. We usually before we onboard a project, we do that discussion. So I think I'll do it now that I have a better idea about the application after discussing it with you, and then hopefully by tomorrow I can get back to you with an email. And I can, put down the minutes of the meeting as well as any comments or any ideas my team has about your plan of action as well.
Great. Okay.
Right. So, Katie, how soon do you want to recircle on this one? I mean, shall we recircle sometime next week? And once again, I mean, are you looking to do this on the regular price? You think you would have to wait on the funding or something? Or do you want to target and have me up to speed as well to try and get the ball rolling before the 30th of September?
I think that we would have to probably go for the full price. I don't think that the idea and the financial model stuff is strong enough at the moment to commit to anything.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that sounds fair. But the regular quote that I gave you, about $40,000 to $45,000, of course, that's going to be in installments and a payment plan as well that I'm going to break down in the next email that I send over to you. But that looks reasonable to you, right? Or what do you have to say about that based upon your shopping around and your research that you've done so far?
Yeah, so it's a bit higher than what I've heard from other competitors. I was working or chatting with Shouten, if you've heard of them, as an app development, and they actually quoted around $15,000 to $20,000. So it is quite a bit higher than them. But waiting for other people to come back to me on quotes. So who knows? Someone might be higher. Someone might be closer to your number. And I'll want to dig into the differences and what's driving those as well.
And then I think it just boils down to, what kind of work the other companies have done and whether they actually had the expertise to pull something off like this. So that said, I'll see if there is a better pricing that we can do as well, but I think the numbers are pretty based upon the man-hour calculation that I've done so far. They're pretty much based upon the realistic estimate of what this would cost you with us. I think that's it. So I'll leave you an email. I'll work with the team as well on this, and I'll get back to you. All right?
Great. Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. So, Katie, thank you for your time. I'll let you go.
Sounds good. Yeah. I'll see you soon.
All right. So you enjoy the rest of the day. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.